The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. This day is an example of how the Church uses the liturgy to teach us about the truths of God and how they apply to our lives. So what is the truth that the Church sets before us today? Well, it's that the family is not just a biological or sociological accident. It is part of God's design and has a purpose. The purpose of the family is to be a laboratory of holiness. St. John Paul II referred to the family as a school of love. And the Holy Family is the model of and a sign of hope for our own families. So what does the Holy Family teach us? There are four simple lessons. First, in order to fulfill its purpose, the family must center its life on Jesus. Second, the Holy Family teaches us to root our lives in doing God's will. At the Annunciation, Mary said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." St. Joseph, as related in Matthew's Gospel, promptly fulfilled God's will as it was made known to him through angelic intervention. And Jesus' whole mission is rooted in doing the will of the Father. "Not my will, but thine be done," he said. Third, prayer and liturgy were foundational elements in the life of the Holy Family. They went regularly to the temple in Jerusalem for the major feast days, and it's obvious that they prayed at home, since by the age of 12, Jesus could converse intelligently with the temple elders. Jesus was also well known in the Nazareth synagogue, which he certainly visited every Saturday. And fourth, the family plays an essential part in the Church's mission, in fostering vocations, and by witnessing to the fact that it's possible to love and to forgive. But we may say, we can never be like the Holy Family. Some would say it was easy for them. Jesus is God. Mary was sinless. Joseph was extraordinarily upright. My family isn't like that. Well, that's certainly true. But perhaps we should say, my family's not like that yet. True, our families are not already holy. They're to be made holy. In fact, we may even have serious problems. But the family life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph is used by God to show us that it's possible, by cooperating with his grace, to find that reconciliation which the family helps to teach us. Very soon we'll begin a new calendar year. It's an opportunity to rededicate ourselves to fostering a deeply Christian atmosphere in our own life, in our own families, in our homes. Perhaps we can begin with something small. Mass on Sundays, family prayer, at least one meal together every day without the cell phone and without texting. Because, you know, if we can't manage to do these small things and these easy things, how will we ever manage to do the difficult things? Well, let's pray for renewal in our family life this year. And may the Lord guide and strengthen us in the days ahead. God bless you.